Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Gimel. I didn't finish Daf Ayin Beis in the previous shiur, so I'm going to start this shiur from Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there is a machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, if Mila Shalei Bezmana is Dafka B'yoyim, or it's even Belailah. Because the Pasuk says, U'beyoyim ha-shmini imo b'sar alasai. So when it's b'yoyim ha-shmini, we have exeris ha-kosev, it dafka has to be b'yoyim. But that's only b'yoyim ha-shmini. But let's say the mila wasn't done b'yoyim ha-shmini. Now it's a mila shloi b'zmana. So it could be an onigyayim. Or the adarsh involved, u'beyoyim, to say even mila shloi b'zmana needs yoyim. It's the Gemara. So Taisus here brings the kasha that he asks in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says that a father's mechuyev, malas child, because you learn after Vayomel Avram, Espinoi kashetziva oisei elikim, says the tziva on the father to mal the son. The Gemara says, how do you know the mother is not mechuyev to mal the son? Gemara says, because it says tziva oisei v'loy oisei. The Taisus asks the kasha, if mila shalei bezmana is only b'yayim, is not b'layla, so come dice that Mila's a mitzvah zman grama, because Mila's only noig b'yayim, Mila's not noig b'layla. So it's a mitzvah zman grama. So what do we need to pass it to mayit, the aim from the tziva of the Mila's b'nah? Because it says tziva isay v'loy isay, typically that Mila's a mitzvah zman grama, or mitzvah zman grama, nashim apaturis. So Taisus ain't a chanami, like the Tanakama, we don't need the pasuk. The reason why the Gemara says the pasuk is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Abuzer Reb Shimon that holds Mila Shleib Zman is Noig Bain B'yayim Bain B'layla. So that Mila is not a Mitzvah Zman Grama, because once it's past the Yom Shmini, it's Noig Bain B'yayim Bain B'layla. There's no Zman Kavua for the Mitzvah. It's not a time-related Mitzvah. In fact, Taisus, why isn't you say it's a Mitzvah Zman Grama? Because you need the 8th day. It's not Noig till the 8th day. Zach Taisus, that's not called Zman Grama, because from the 8th day and on, there's no more time restriction. The 8th day is not a time. It has to be like a time in the year, a time in the day, a time in the month. That the baby has to be 8 days old before the bris meal is done. That's not his man. That's what it says in Taisus. There are Kivagin Tshuva that brings down what he calls a kusha shakel dashimba, but at least in his time was a very famous kasha. But he says, whenever I hear this kasha, people say this kasha b'shem the mefarshim. They say the mefarshim asked this kasha. I'm a spoil because I don't see any kasha b'chlal. I don't understand the kasha b'chlal. And the kasha is as follows. Taisus is saying it's not a mitzvah zman grama because we go like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that mila shleib zman is noig bein b'yayim bein b'layla, but mila is not noig b'shabbos. Mila shleib zman is not deicha shabbos. So enech and am it's noig bein b'yayim bein b'layla, but it's not noig on shabbos because mila shleib zman is not deicha shabbos. Find the marshal by tefillin. Even the man, the Amen, it says that Laila is man tefillin who, in the beginning of the 10th verse of Erevin. Still, if Shabbos is live as man tefillin, and that's how we paskin, that Laila is man tefillin and Shabbos is live as man tefillin, that makes it a mitzvah as man grama, because it's not noig on Shabbos. The Mila also is not noig on Shabbos. Mila shleib is man is not deicha Shabbos. So why isn't it a mitzvah as man grama? What's Taisus Teretz? This is the kasha, which Rebbe Kveger says, Akel Doshim Ba, and they say this kasha over b'shem the mefarshim. Zog Rebbe Kveger, it's the kasha hev nishtan. The kasha doesn't start. Man grama means that the mitzvah is not noig in a certain zman. Mila is noig on Shabbos. But etzem, you could do it, mitzad the mitzvah's mila, you could do it on Shabbos just as much as b'chayil. It's just, on Shabbos you have a zaitik, a problem, that it's going to end up being chilul Shabbos. There's a problem, can't do the mila because Shabbos makes this an issa to do the mila mitzad Shabbos. But mitzad the mitzvah's mila, the mitzvah's mila is noig on Shabbos. Le marshal, if someone but the ever did the mila on Shabbos, he was over on Shabbos, he did the mila on Shabbos. So Avadi was Mekayim the mitzvah of mila. He is Mechal on Shabbos, but Avadi the mitzvah's mila was Mekayim. Or the Gemara of Eidazara discusses if you can have a guy is a mail. There's one tana that holds that a guy could also be a mail. Doesn't dash in himal yimal. So according to that tana, when there's no issa of a mila akim on Shabbos, you could do the mila on Shabbos, like a day ago. So there's no problem be'etzim with the mila. The mitzvah is not time-related. By tefillin, the mitzvah tefillin is not noig on Shabbos. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Mila, it's a zaitika problem. It's a chul Shabbos. If you do the Mila, that's not going to make it a Zman Grom. He says it's Pashur Ubar. The Shelos Yaiva says exactly the same thing. That people ask his Kasha, he says it's Mamish, not a Kasha Bechlal. Ubeika Kushis Taisis. Why does the Gemara need the Miat of Isav Loya Saw, typically that Mila is a Mitzvah Zman Grom? Because it's only Naig Biyayim. Besides the Taisis Kasha, it's going like a buzzer Shimon that holds. Other truths are from the Rishonim and Kedushin. The Ramban and Ritva say in Teretz. They say in Teretz, Ramban and Ritva, that mitzvah cessation's man grama only applies to the mitzvahs that are the Isha's mitzvah. Mitzvah de gufayu, they say. Mitzvah de nafsho. The Isha's mitzvah. If the Isha has a mitzvah, if the mitzvah is man grama, that Isha can't have such a mitzvah. But here, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the son. It's not the Isha's mitzvah. It's the Ben's mitzvah. The Isha would be mechuyev, the Av is mechuyev, to make sure the Ben is mekayim his mitzvah. Compare it to the din that Bezin has to mal. The din that Bezin has to mal the sons. Father doesn't do the milah, the Bezin has to do the milah. It's not the pshat, it's a mitzvah. The Bezin has to make sure that this mitzvah is done, that the Ben's mitzvah is done. Same thing with the parents. So Mele Taina on that, there's no ptur of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. I think the beer is like this. The Xeris Akasav of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama was that an Isha can't be Mechievis in a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. An Isha can't have such a mitzvah. But here the Isha's not having the mitzvah. The Chiv is to make sure Yena does the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is the son's mitzvah. There's no Xeris Akasav of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama in that case. That's the Ramban and the Ritva. This might be a machalikas rishonim. The Mashal Dar Zeruah, Nochas Mila Simon Kav Zayin, wrote in the Shach and Chayshim Mishpat Simon Shimpei Beis, says that if the father's a male, he can't be mechabed another male to do the Mila. If he's a male, it's his mitzvah. That would sound like it's better than the father's mitzvah. That would sound like it's the father's chiyuv. It's the father's egin and mitzvah. Vash also, it makes a chilik between Pinyan Ben and Mila. Also, Mashal, Pinyan Ben is really the son's chiyuv, and Mila is the father's chiyuv. Baruch Ber, Mirchah Shmuel, Kedushin, Simon Yudches speaks about this Rivash. That's how he learns up the Rivash. But a Machloikis, if the mitzvah of the Av is the Egin, the mitzvah, the father wants the Av to do a Milas HaBen, it would be according to the Zeru and the Rivash. According to the Ramban and Dvah, it's not a mitzvah of the Av Bechlal, it's just the mitzvah of the Ben that the Av is Mechuyiv to make sure the Ben does. There's the Marach HaZeruah, Yid Aleph, that also is Marach Ma'id. It says, like the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, you can't hire someone to learn Torah. He argues on the Arzeruah. Can't hire someone to teach him Torah. They think he should be taught Torah. What's the difference if you do it or someone else does it? It's a mitzvah ben, he says. It's not a mitzvah on the Av b'chlal. The mitzvah Av is to make sure the ben has the mitzvah. The Tezurin Kedushin says the third Torah, on the Ikka Kasha. Why is it in the mitzvah Seishas Man Grama? He's going also l'chaya with the Ramban and Ritva Svara, that it's not a mitzvah of the Av, it's a mitzvah on the ben. But he doesn't stam say that there's no Ptur mitzvah Seishas Man Grama because it's not the mitzvah of the Isha. He says differently. This is what the Maracha Azur was also saying. He says that what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is not to do the Maisa Mila. The mitzvah is to make sure the child is Nimal. Making sure the child is Nimal, that's Naig Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla. You could call the male to do the Mila at night the same way you could call him to do the Mila by day. If the mitzvah was to do the Maisa Mila, so that's only Naig B'yayim. But there is no mitzvah on the Av to do the Maisa Mila. Taina Zatayzrit. The mitzvah is to make sure the son is Nimal. Making sure that the son is Nimal is something that is done Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla. Has no time limitation at all. Whenever you want, you can make sure the son is Nimal. The son actually has to be Nimal by day. But when do you make sure that the son is going to be Nimal? That could be B'layla also. That's why it's not a mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. That's a Zatayzrit in Kedushin. The other truths are from the Achreinim, but we can't be Mayrach now. And now let's go right in the Gemara, Tzayim Bezim Abeis, still the Sugya of Oral Shehiza Hazasek Shera. The Gemara says, Amra Abelaza Oral Shehiza Hazasek Shera. Talking about being Mazda, the Mechatas, the water that has the Paraduma ashes mixed in to Matar somebody from Tumas Mace. And there the din is Dafka Torah could be Mazda. He's a Torah la Tomei. Someone whose Tomei is Hazar doesn't work. And the Shaila is, what about an Oral? Teis explains, since we find that an Oral has the same din as a Tamei, Lagabi, the Isra of Achilles Truma, and the Isra of Achilles Kachim, So maybe who would din lagabe being maza the mechadas was a din of a tummy. Zok the Gemara Chiddush, no. Alo shehi zaz asik sheiram, even though he's a tummy, benigeya, even though he has the same halach as a tummy, benigeya chuma and kachim, still he's not considered tummy, and therefore he's a tar, and as all by mechadas works. The Gemara brings a tanya nami hachi, alo shehi zaz asik sheiram. The Gemara is a kasha from a braisa, it says, tumtum shekidesh kedushay pasul neshu safik aril v'aril pasul akadesh. It's similar to azah, kedush, putting the ashes into the water. Also, then you need dafka atara to do it. And here it says that aril can't do it. So you see that aril is pasul for kedush, and the Gemara is naming on kedush and azah vad would have the same din. So the Gemara, amr av yasef haitana tana rabbi kivihi, the marbleila aril kitame. According to Rabbi Leza, even though there's a pasuk of Taisha Vesacha, which tells you an Arl can eat chuma, and who would then can eat kachim, but it's not kitame, it's a separate din, it's a separate psal, it's a psal Arl. So that only applies to chuma and kachim, it doesn't apply to paraduma. Paraduma only says a psal tam, it doesn't say a psal Arl. A shankin ebe kivin, it says, you learn out from the riba of ish, that it says, l'gabi tuma ish, mizera, aran, v'hut, zerua, izov, and from there you marba an Arl. So that pasuk's teaching you an aril is like a tame. So just like a tame can't be mazed a paraduma, who within an aril can't be mazed a paraduma. So kum dais lefizeh, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and afkimina machlegis Rabbi Eliezer b'kiver, Rabbi Eliezer learns a taisha v'sachas, that's only a din in truma. Legabe paraduma, an aril is not katame, and he's kasha for paraduma, for kiddush and for azah. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it says ish, an aril is mamish like a tame, it's possible by paraduma also. So Rava didn't like this teretz, because Rava held that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a difference between an aril and a tame. If you're going to say according to Rabbi Akiva that an aril is mamish like a tame, so it should say somewhere that if an aril touches truma, it should become pasul. And it doesn't say that anywhere. So vaislis, even according to Rabbi Kiva, an aril is not like a tame. So why by paraduma do we find that an aril is possible for paraduma? Vaislis vashes mishum chumra de para, it's a special chumra by para that they said an aril is possible. But really, an aril is not katame according to Rabbi Kiva. Only in legabe achila, not legabe negia. Kiva's drash is, an aril can't eat chuma kache maisesheni like a tame. But legabe negia, and who would then a paraduma, if not for a special chumra de para, aral wouldn't be katame. So the Gemara says, oy vaktani aral vatame pturim min ariya. You see that aral and tame, aral is like tame, legabe being kampata from ria, legabe going to be oil regel. So you see that aral is mamish like a tame. And it's not a chila there. We're talking about being oil regel. The Gemara says, hasam ishum namas. That's different because he's mias. The Taz has two pshatim in the teretz of the Gemara of Hasam Mishum Namas. What's the pshat? One pshat is that even the Rabbanan is Maida. Even the Rabbanan is Maida. There's a snoop tur of Aril from Mia because he's Mias. I say it's a Svara. Aril can come to Merle Regal, he's Mias. That's even according to the Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara in Chagiga says clearly that the din of Aril Vatame is only according to Rabbi Akiva. That Aral Vatame Patam and Ari is Dafka like Rabbi Akiva, it's Marba Aral Kitame. So the Rishainim, the Ramban, the Rajman, the Dvo, all hold of this Pshat of Taisis, that according to this Gemara, the Rabbanan Amaida, they say it's Menasugya Semeschalfis Batalmud. The Sugyan Chagiga puts together Rabbi Akiva with the Din, that Dafka Rabbi Akiva holds that way, that Rabbi Akiva holds Aral Kitame, he's the one that holds that Aral is Patam and Ari. And the Rabbanan don't. And the Sugi here says, no, the Rabbanan are masking because it's Ma'as. And that's the first Pshat in Taisis. But the second Pshat in Taisis holds, no. Ma'as can't be a Ptur by itself. That's Dam because he's Ma'as, he's Pater from Ria without any Pasuk. Then if Pshat's like this, Rav is muching that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold Arul's always like Tami. Arul's like Tami, Lagabi certain dinam, Lagabi Achila, not Lagabi everything else. Avchumr de Para, but not everything else. So in that, the Gemara says, "I what about Ria? You see, the Arul's Katame according to Rabbi Kiva like Ria. Rabbi Eli Regal. So that the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva is masking because he's Mos. Rabbi Kiva is married, but this Arul Katame because he's Mos. Since it's a Svara of Mos, it's a Svara that he's Mos, he can't be Eli Regal. So then it's a Svara to say he's like Tame, but not like I'd be anything else. Come out a big nafkamina between the two pshatim. Taisus first pshat, which the Ramban Rashi Midvam maskim to. So according to the Gemara Nivamis, everyone holds an oral spot to Minariya. So even if you don't pass like a Bekivi, you pass like a Belezer, still an oral spot to Minariya. According to the second pshat, Stafka Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbanan, Oral's Mechayiv in Riyah. Like Kibshuta, the Rambam also holds first pshat of Taisus. Rambam Kibshuta paskins like Rabbi Elazar. The Rambam in Hilchos Chumas Perek Zayin says that the reason why a Tomei can't eat Chumas is because of Taisha V'Sachir, brings a Gzeri Shava. Klar like Rabbi Eliezer. Also, the Rambam in Hilchos Parah says that Arul is Kasha L'Azis. It's a very klar like Rabbi Eliezer. Still, the Rambam says that Arul and Tomei is part the Arul is part the Minariya, and he says Mishum Demas. And Klar holds it the first Teres of Taisus, and he passes like the Sugya. And even though you don't pass like a Bekiva, still an Arul is part the Minariya. Now the Karen Arya wanted to say that there should be another nafkamina to the two terutzim in Taisus. That according to the second Teretz of Taisus, Lagabi Kivan Arles Ki Tamei, a Tamei is also to be a Nazar. So if Lagabi Ola Regel and Arul is Ki Tamei, so Kum Tais, that means that an Arul, since he's Moras, has a din like a Tamei, Lagabi Rias Panam Azara, and he's not allowed to go into the Azara. That's what should come out according to the first Teretz, according to the second Teretz of Taisus. But according to the first Teretz of Taisus, it's a new Ptur of Moas, even there are Rabbanan I'm asking him to. So that's a Ptur for my Leregel, it's a Ptur of Moas. Who state the Nisr? State the Nisr. Says he's Asa to go in. Says he's Pater. Male Arla could go into the Azar. He's just Pater for being a Leregel. That's what should come out. But in the Rambam, it's not clear. Assuming the Rambam passing like Rabbi Eliezer, the Rambam is klar mashma Arul is not allowed to go into the Azar. The Rambam in Ilchus Hagiga Perek Beis is discussing why all the Pturim are Pater. He says, "Kvar bi'arnu b'ilchus b'yismikdash eina tamei roi l'biya, v'cheina Arul mo'es k'tamei." So that's not mamish mafurish. Then you could say that the tamei is not roi l'biya, and the Arul is mo'es ameli is Pater. The Rambam in Perek Dalid, when he talks about that the Arul is Pater from the Simcha, from Shalmei Simcha, he says, the Arul and tamei, the reason why they're Pater from Shalmei Simcha, they she'eina meichon kachim, the einim ru'uyin l'biya, he says. Sounds like an Arul and Tamei, Arul can't even come into the Beis HaMikdash. And the same thing also he says, Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Yibes, he says an Arul is Meshaleach Karbonosav. Puts an Arul together with the Tamei, it could send his Karbonos. It sounds clear an Arul can't come into the Azara. It's interesting, because in the Ikedim by Bias Mikdash, where he says the Tamei can't come into the Azara, he doesn't mention an Issa for an Arul coming to the Azara there. One of its mashman and Rambam holds an Arul can't go into the Azara altogether. So the Karen Ari said, Vais Dice, even if you learn the Gemara according to the Rabbanan, still, the Din of Moah says that he's not Roy Labia Bechlal, which is a much bigger Chiddush. That's Vais Dice how the Rambam must have learned. There is another Pshat in the Rambam to learn the Rambam passing like Rabbi Akiva. It's Mash that way in Hilchus Maisa, where the Rambam just says, Arul Kitame, and the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchus Maisa seems to say that way. We'll speak about it a little bit in the next year. It sounds like Ravi Shainim hold that even according to Rabbanan there's a din that Arul is Mois, like the first Pshat of Taisus, and that's what the Ramban Raj Midva hold, and that's what the Rambam and the Smag seem to them on, because they paskin like Rabbi Lezal Lechaira, and they still paskin Arul is Pata from Ria. Rambam goes a step further that even according to this Teretz, and Arul is Asa to go into the Azara. There is another Pshat in Taisus that's Dafka according to Abikiva, even according to our Gemara, and that's what it says in the Gemara in Chagiga, that only according to Rabbi Kiva and Arul is Pater, because Moas is a Svara, that Arul is Ketame according to Rabbi Kiva. And now I want to say over the Geshmak HaShtikl Tayer from Rabbi Chaim, the Briskirov brings from Rabbi Chaim in Ilchus Parah Aduma, a Tifish HaShtikl Tayer that brings out the Lomdus of the Sugya here. So Negei, the next Sugya a little bit, the Sugya V'hiza Tara LaTame, which teaches you a Tful Yoyim, is Kasha for Parah. Chaim Shtaltzich on the following Kasha. The Gemara starts that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going, that an Arul is Kasha Lahazais. And the Gemara says, Midi the Havat Tful Yoyim. Sha'afopi Sha'asa B'chuma Kasha B'par. Because he can't bring a Raya that an Arul is Pasul to Lahazais because you see by Chuma it's Pasul. Because you see a Tful Yoyim is also Pasul for Chuma, still Kasha for Hazah. Sa'afonu Naimah, then an Arul, which is Pasul for Chuma, should be Kasha for Hazah. At the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ma'alot Tful Yoyim Shkeim Mutta B'Maaser. Da'ainu, a Tful Yoyim is not as Chomer as Arul. A Tful Yoyim is Mutta B'Maaser. A Tful Yoyim could eat Maaser. But an Arul, this Gemara held, was also to eat Maaser. So maybe an Arul is worse than a Tful Yoyim. You don't have a Raya that just because it's full yayin, asher b'parah, that our arul should be kasher b'parah. So in that, the Gemara says, Otu anan la'achila karminan, anan la'negiya karminan. We're not talking about eating the parah aduma, we're talking about touching the parah aduma, which is azah. Umat ful yayim she'asib b'negiya, the truma mutab b'parah, arul she'mutab b'negiya, ain't it din she'mutab b'parah. Madach tful yayim, which you're not allowed to touch truma, is still mutab by parah. Arul, which is allowed to touch truma, arul's even had to finagiyas truma. Kol shkin, it's mutta for parah. And l'chayr the pshat in the Gemara is, how we learn pashtus, that achil is more chamer. Achil is more chamer. So memele, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, if we find that a tameh is asa b'achila, that would automatically mean that an arul is asa b'achila. But negiyah is not so chamer. Because v'keret, we see klar that even though tameh is asa to touch chuma meiser, an arul is allowed to touch chuma meiser. So negiyah vices is not so chamer. And even though a tful yayin is also to touch chuma, so still arul could touch chuma. So kol shkein parah with tful yayin could be mazid parah. Kol shkein an arul could be mazid parah. So kum dais the Gemara was satisfied that an arul was like a tum linyan achila, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. But linyan negiya not. Now the Gemara had the kasha. The brisa says that arul is not to be mazid. And the Gemara says, it goes like Rabbi Akiva. What is the Gemara saying? That according to Rabbi Eliezer, an arul is only ketame linyan achila. But according to Rabbi Akiva, then an arul is ketame even linyan negiya. That's the big chiddush of the Gemara. Arul is ketame even linyan negiya. Arul is mamish like ketame. Ishish l'ram, it says arul, it's mamish ketame l'chol dava even linyan negiya. That was the chiddush Rava didn't want to be saival. Rava said, l'shtam etano. The listening of Arul Vatame, the lame Rabbi Kivihi. And Rashi explains, it means that Rabbi Kiva l'chol mili Arul Katame mashvila. If Rabbi Kiva holds everything in Arul Zakatame, l'lishtam etana ba'am l'islin yin maga tumas Arul Vatame ke'adali ninu. That, so, somewhere it should say that linyin negiya, also Arul is like Tame. Linyin achila, avad Arul is like Tame. Like Rabbi Kiva for sure. That's where Rabbi Kiva learns out is Isser Achila, because Ish Ish, the Rabbis is Arul Katame. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara wanted to say Arul is like Tame. Achila. The Gemara wasn't Klarnat. Now, Linya Negiya, we said in Rabbi Eliezer not. Linya Negiya, Arul is not like Tame, period. And now the Gemara is saying, Rav is saying, even according to Rabbi Kiva, I don't think an Arul is like Tame, Linya Negiya. So then the Gemara went to bring a Raya. It says, Arul Vatame, Pturu Minariya. So you see, Lagabi being Oyla Regal, Rias Panam Bazara, and Arul's like Tame. So you see that at least according to Rabbi Kiva, an Arul's mamish like Tame, even Linyan Negiya. So, Fekhtra Pchayim, we know that the two things that are Bukharis, if a Tame eats Kachim, if a Tame goes into the base of Mikdash Batumah. So going into the base of Mikdash is very Chamer, Karis. So why is the Gemara assuming that going into the base of Mikdash is like Negiya? That we have a raya from the fact that an arul is part of the minari, can't go into the base of mikdash. We have a raya that even in your negiya, an arul is ketame. Adarabba, a tame going into the base of mikdash, that's like a chila. That's mamash chomas a karis. So there it should be much more pashit, maybe even according to Abulaz, it should be pashit, that an arul is ketame. Going into the base of mikdash should be the same thing as a chila's chuma and kachim and meiser. What's that negeya, the touching chuma, or tazah, which the Gemara calls Negiya. Why is the Gemara assuming that being Eil L'Regel, that Rias Panam Azara is Negiya? Rias Panam Azara should be like Achil. That's Reb Chaim's Kasha. Baldiga Kasha. And for Reb Chaim, that the Yisoyin Achilik between Achila and Negiya is not just that Achila is more Chomer than Negiya. That's not the Vart. What's the Chilik in Achila and Negiya? There are two dinim in being a Tomei. Dr. Reb Chaim. Tamei is a psulaguf. It's a pastless. In order to eat chuma, kachim, meiser, the gavra has to be kasha for that. Chuma, you have to be a kayin. Azar is pasul to eat chuma. It's a pastless. Kachim, for most kachim, you have to be a kayin. Even if you could be a zar, you have to be nushalayim, meiser sheni, you have to be nushalayim. The dinim in the achila. If someone's a tamei, he has a psulaguf. He has a psulaguf. He's not mukhsha to go and eat the chuma and the kachim and the meiser. Lagabi achila an aral is katami. When you find there's a psula guf, nazich according to Bekiva, when you find there's a psula guf of tamei, an aral ish is marb, an aral has the same psula guf. And that's a pshat achila, a psula guf. Mashenke in linya negia, that lamashal that a tamei touches chumei's metamiyat, it's not because his guf is pasul. It's because he's tamei. He has a tumah on him, and he could transmit the tumah to the chumah and the mice that he eats. So that's not a pastlus in the mensch. That's a tumah. There's a tumah. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, an aral is not tamei. He's tar. He has no tumah whatsoever. He's not tamei. Anan l'negiyah karmina, he's not tamei. That's the kav chayim from Tful Yayim. If even Tful Yayim, which is a shvacha tumah, he's not really so tamei, but he could pasul tumah, and an aral is mutter. So by a para, which Tful Yayim is not considered tamei l'gabe para, you need a stronger tumah, so koshkena aral is not tamei at all. Because a zos para aduma also, you don't need any kashrus aguf. Even a zor could be mazah, anyone could be mazah para aduma. Shaila, isha could be mazah, kodin could be mazah, but it's not a din and a, you don't need, there's no kashrus that you need. Tumah is not a psul aguf in a zor. There's a din, kol maisi para have to be betara. You need, it has to be tara. If there's tumah, it's a problem. That's just like negia. So memela, the Gemara wants to say in Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds that negia also an aral is kitame, this haste. That not only is an aral a psilagof, an aral is a tumah. An aral is mamish a tumah. An aral touches chumis metame, an aral is a tumah. That's what Rav held was too big of a chiddush. You don't find such a thing that an aral is a tumah. So there, the Gemara brought a raya from Ria. Tainet Reb Chaim, the pshat is like this. Because the negay of the psul of a tummy going into the azar, even though it's a very chamadik azach, it's bekaris. It's just as chamer as achila. But it's chalak from achila. Achila, the yisayit is a tummy, is not a bar achila's kachim, he has a psul aguf. That even Reb Lez is maskim, not everyone's maskim, that according to Reb Akiva, an oral is kitame. But going into the base of Mikdash is no psula guf. It's not a psula guf. You don't have to be a kosher and mensch to go into the base of Mikdash. The issue of a tummy going into the base of Mikdash is being machnes tumul Mikdash. It's the same issue as bringing a sheretz into the base of Mikdash. You're being machnes tum into the Mikdash. That's negia. If an oral is not tummy, he just has the psul of tumma. He just has the psul of guf of tumma. That would apply to achila, achilas kachim, achilas chuma, achilas maisa. He has a psula guf of a tummy. But that wouldn't say that he can't go into the base of mikdash. Because that has nothing to do with the psula guf. That needs the mitzias of tumma. This is being machnas tumma to the base of mikdash. On that, the Gemara says, if you find an aral can't go into the base of mikdash, he's part of femria. In them state, in an aral, there's a mitzias of tumma. That was the raya keneged ravis taina that Bekiva is also masking to negia. Rav has said that Rabbi Akiva also doesn't hold an aral is tumah. An aral is just a psul. I para dumishum chum de para. We considered it a tumah. I would bring the raya from Ria. By Ria, there's no such thing a psul pasul someone for going to Beis HaMikdash. It's only because he's machnes tumah. In them state, there's a metzias of tumah. And that the Gemara answered, said there was two mahalchim. Either the pshat was even without any tumah at all, the mias of arla patas him, or the svar of mas, Rabbi Akiva is masking it's like tumah. On him, the kash is very good that bias mikdash is mamish like negia, because it's not shaykh the inyan of psul garva legabe bias mikdash. That's Reb Chaim shtikl tayr. So the Brisk Rav is marchiv a little bit on the shtikl tayr to explain the inyan of tful yayim by para aduma. In order to understand the Brisk Rav richtig, I want to say over the Gemara and the Taisus by tful yayim by para aduma. It's anayin gimel amin aleph. Gemara says v'hiza hatar ala tamei. Says in the pasuk, "V'hiza atar ala tamei, tar mechlal shu tamei, liman al tful yayim shekasha bepar." It says, "Tar," Vayisayis is only a tahara here, and otherwise would be tamei. Tells you a tful yayim, which would otherwise be tamei, is kasha for par. Taiz asks a kasha. Taiz says, "Where would I know that the tamei is possible for para if it wouldn't be that this pasuk is machshir?" Why would I think a tful yayim is pasul that I need a pasuk to be machshir? Taisa says maybe the pshat is kuschat is kai rechmana. Because a parah duma has a din of a carbon. Chat is kayer achmanim. Has din of a chat is din of a carbon. The lot of dine carbon that applied to parah duma because chat is kayer achmanim. We know by a carbon, a tful yom is not allowed to do aveda. He's not allowed to do aveda, and a tful yom is also not allowed to do aveda. Well, that would tell you a tful yom can't do the azah. Aza can't be the pshat. Because the aveda is a carbon that's there by parah duma. The avodas of parah duma, which are daimed to carbon, is the shchita and the sreifa and the azah. And the kohen initially makes the parah duma. He brings the parah duma out of Yerushalayim. He shechs it. He's mazid adam keneged the beis hamikdash. He burns the parah. All that needs a kohen. All that's an avoda, something like an avoda. As dine avoda, chat is kaya rachmana. Here you would say that a tvulyayim is possible. Mashenkin the azah. The azah is after it's already ashes. Then there's a din that you put the ashes in water, that's kiddush, and you sprinkle the water on the tameh, that's azah. Those two things are bechlal not an avodah. There's no chatas kayer echmana. That's the ashes and the water, that's chul and gemurin. Even a zar could do it. Doesn't have to be done in any specific place. No chatas kayer echmana. So again, Taisus is asking for the azah, why would I have a havman at tful yayim is possible? Emphatisis. Since it says by the ashes, it says it's a psul tum, if any something tummy touches the ashes, it becomes possul. So state in them that there's a din tara here. So once you see you need tara, so it could be a tvul yayim, it's called tummy, even though he already was tevil. But since he didn't have erev shemesh, it's called tummy. You need a bezundu xeris akasim, you remind him that he's a tar, that a tvul yayim is called tar. So Taisus asks Nachakasha. So Aybazai, we see here that for Hazah Tful Yayim is good. And like we said before, for Hazah, it's not an Aveda Bechlal, it's not a Chatis Karechmada Bechlal, it's Tamadin that Paraduma needs Tara. Echiafina me Hazah Lahakshat Tful Yayim Beshar Avedis. Maybe Dafka Hazah it's Kasha. I know other Avedis are Kasha. You have a pircha. Mal azah shekein zar kashiba. Azah doesn't need a kain, it's not an aveda. Eish leima da filu achi. Kevin de ikat tara ba azah isya va akshba rachmana tful yayim kol shekein b'shar avedis. Since the din tara was said by hazah, and there there's a kashra of tful yayim, so kol shekein shar avedis. Taim it derav azay. Even for an aveda of shchita, and azah sadam and shreifas apara, which need a kayin, that a tamei is pasul is not a psul in the gavra. It's not like a tamei is pasul for avodas beis hamikdash where the gavra is pasul. Tuma is not a psul gavra by parah aduma. If tuma would be a psul gavra, tful yayim also would be pasul. A tful yayim is the same psul gavra as a tamei is. Tful yayim also would be pasul. The hechsher of tful yayim in dem state is no psul gavra by parah aduma altogether. The whole din paslus of parah aduma is the din of kol maaseh b'tara, din that you need tara, that tuma is a paslus. He says that's a lashon Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Parah Aduma Lacha Yud that says va'aral kasha lahazos she'ein ha'aral tamei. So aral is not tamei. Zakte, he means like this. In Ilchus Maisa Sheni, he says, Oral Kitame. And that's why there's an Issa for Maisa Sheni. Kitame. With the Chaf Adimyan. And Oral's not Tame. He's Tar. He has the same Psula Guf as a Tame. He has the same Psula Guf as a Tame. That's why he can't eat Maisa. So it means Achila. But Aina Oral Tame. La Maisa is not Tame. By Paraduma, there's no Psula Guf Bechlau. There's no Paslus. All it is a Metzias of Tame that Paslus. So if Arul is not Tomei, so he's Tar. If he's Tar, so he's Kasha for Paraduma. He says, and that's what you see from Taisus. He brings it from Rashi. It says a similar thing. That the whole Din Tumah that says by Paraduma is Dafka by the Azah. There's no Din Tumah that said by the Shchita and by the Zrika and by the Sreifa. Because even though you need a Kayin, so there is a Din, you need a Gavra that's Kasha, you need a Kayin, but Tumah is not a Paslus. The din tumah is the din tumah that says by Azah, which is the din of Iniach Makam Tara, like Taisha says, the din that kol maaseh have to be betara. And that's the pshat, that tful yayim is kasha bepara. And that's the pshat what the Gemara is saying, that para is negiyah, because like we're saying, achila means if there's a psula guf, By paradum, there is no psula gof. It's only the mitzias of tumah. That's negia. By aral, there's no din negia. That's like the briskerav agval de gipshat. And now one more inyan. The Gemara here on Dafayin Gimel discusses halacha that maaser and bikurim both have, and truma does not, which is the halacha of asur levarim behem betumah. This halacha, the Gemara says, was left out of the Mishnah in Bikurim. That's Yesh, B'maser, Bikurim, Hashem, Kein, B'Truma. It's Tana V'Shaya, because it left out two halachas. Asur levarim behem betumah. The Maaser and Bikurim have an issur to destroy them betumah. Another halacha was left out was Eichlam betumah satzmai leike. That if the Maaser or the Bikurim are tamei, there's Malkus on the Achila. Hashem, Kein, B'Truma, there's no Malkus. There is an issur. Le'Truma Tmeya, like the Gemara explains, but there's no Malkus. Now, in this halacha of Asa Levarim Mem Betumah, which is learned out from the Pasuk, Levi'ayti Mimenu Betumah, but he says in the Vidui Meiser, didn't destroy it when it was Tumah. The Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, how to understand this halacha? What's the pshat in this halacha? Like we're going to explain. Rashi here, and Dafayin Gimel, Liba Maskel Ve'ilu Asa Levarim Mem Betumah, Rashi explains as follows. Rashi explains, Ein Tumasa Matirasa Mahavara. That's the Tchilti Meiser and Truma. By Truma, when it becomes Tameh, then it gets a Heter Havara. You have oil of Truma, you're not allowed to destroy it, you're not allowed to burn it. If it's Truma Torah, there's an Issa to destroy Truma. That's Rishmeres Truma Isai. If it does become Tameh, then you're allowed to destroy it, you're allowed to burn it. But Maisa, you don't have this Heter. And he explains, don't say, even though Maisa is only meant for Achila, Shtia, and Sicha, it's only meant for eating, drinking, and smearing on yourself, which also says Din of Shtia. You might think, that din, that Maisa Sheni has to be eaten, it's not given for anything else, because it says V'achalta, maybe it's Dafkatar. Maybe when it's Tamei, have a hetter to destroy it, you'd have a hetter to be madlikit, you want to use it for firewood? No. That's the chiddush L'Biyayitimene B'Tamei. This Isser that you have to destroy it when it's tar because it's not given only for Achila Shtiyah V'Sicha, that applies even when it's Tameh. Now Rashi also explains the next Gemara also the same way. Gemara says like this, it's Gemara Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Asel Avraim Metumah V'Eichlam Metumah Satzman Leikim Minolan. You know these two halachas by Maaser, that you're not allowed to destroy it when it's Tameh, and if you eat it when it's Tameh, you get Malkus. Netanya, doesn't matter if the Maaser Sheni is Tamei and the person is Tar, Bein Sheni Tar V'Hu Tamei, the person is Tar and the Maaser Sheni is Tamei. Cases, whether the person is Tamei and the Maaser Sheni is Tar, or whether the person is Tar and the Maaser Sheni is Tamei, there's the Issur Le'Biyayti Menu B'Tamei. Then it says, V'Heichon Muzer L'Achilasei. And where is he Muzer on eating it when it's Tamei? What's the connection these two things? Destroying it when it's tamei is an isser, and where's the muzer on eating it when it's tamei? Rashi explains the following. Rashi says, is misvada that he didn't destroy it and didn't burn it, even when it was tamei. V'kol shkein betar, donit nelachil ishtiyah v'sicha. Same isser. Kol shkein is an isser when it's tar. There's a chiddush that isser applies even when it's tamei. U'memeila sheminan. And memeila, you understand, midol hutshuch l'svadas ala tar, we see from the fact that he had to make a chiddush. I had to explain to you I didn't destroy it even when it was tameh. Vice versa, it's more pasha that I didn't destroy it when it was tar. Why? Elamai, because by tar you could eat it. So melavadi you can't destroy it. By tameh you can't eat it. You would think then you could destroy it. Kamashmal, even when it's tameh you can't destroy it. So in dem state the chilek that tar you could eat and tameh you can't. Even though we can understand it from the Diyuk of the Pasuk, but where's the Issa, where's the Lav of eating a Betumah? And that the Gemara says a Drasha. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Perek Shlish, Halacha Aleph says, Ha'eichel Maaser Sheni Betumah Loike. Someone eats Maaser Sheni Betumah gets Malkish Temvel Ibeitu Mene Betumah. The Maaser Tameh Va'eichel Tar, Bein Shem Maaser Tar Va'eichel Tameh. It's teaching Ibeitu Mene Betumah is going on Achila. And then in Halacha Beis he says, "V'afil lahadlik a sener achas shenitma aser at sheyifta shenem lebiatu mena betami." So you see, from the Rambam he holds okay from Rashi. The Rambam holds the issur is it's an extension of the issur of eating maaser sheni betuma. There's an issur to eat maaser sheni betuma, And that issa even applies to other types of destruction of Maaseh Sheni. A destruction, of course, that you're being nenef from the destruction, like lighting, like using it for firewood, like using it to light an air. That's also nichol in the issa of eating a betuma. According to Rashi, the issa is to destroy Maaseh Sheni. You have to eat, drink, or be sach Maaseh Sheni, and you can't do anything else. That's why you can't destroy it. And that issa is kol shekein betara, this is betara. Comes a pasuk of chiddush, even when it's tummy, you can't eat it, you still have the issa to destroy it. According to the Rambam, it's vakert. This issur is, you're not allowed to use Maaseh Sheni that's tameh. You're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to even destroy it and have enough from its destruction, like lighting an air with it. All different issur. Now, lefi the Rambam's pshat, we could say that destroying it when it's tar is mutter. You're allowed to destroy it when it's tar. He doesn't hold of Rashi's issur that Maaseh Sheni is only nitten lachilish siyah v'sicha. No, you're allowed to destroy it when it's tar. You're allowed to destroy Maaseh Sheni. That's what it says in the Rash and in the Rav. They say Mefurish that you're allowed to destroy Maaseh Sheni when it's tar. Mishnah there says that Shvius is more chamer, both Truma and Maaseh, because Shvius you can't destroy. And Truma and Maaseh you could destroy. Shvius you're not allowed to destroy. He says it's more chamer than Truma and Maaseh. Well, Truma you're allowed to destroy it when it's tameh. Right, that's the whole Gemara here. That you're allowed to destroy Chuma when it's tummy. Maaseh Sheni says you're allowed to destroy when it's tar. There's only an Isolay Barat the men of a tummy. You're allowed to destroy Maaseh Sheni when it's tar. Not allowed to destroy Chuma when it's tar. Some Shmer's Chuma Isai. Not allowed to destroy Chuma. But Chuma, you're allowed to destroy when it's tummy. Maaseh Sheni, you're allowed to destroy when it's tar. Only us to destroy when it's tummy. Shemitah is more common than both, because Shemitah, Peirush, Shvius, you're not allowed to destroy whether it's tummy or tar. Either way, you're not allowed to destroy it. Al Kapanim is Mefurish in the Rash and the Rav, the way they learn up the Mishnah, that Maaseh Sheni, which is tar, you're allowed to destroy. The whole Isser is destroying Maaseh Sheni at tummy, and that's Mamish the Rambam. It's an extension of the Isser of Achila Betuma. It's not an extension of the Issa destruction Matara. There is no Issa destruction Matara. That's how the Rash and the Rav learned. Rambam himself, as Mashmi, does hold as an Issa destroy it when it's tar. That's a different Issa. That's how he learns the Issa of the Nisati Menu Lameis. Try to discuss this more by Richas in the next year. The Rambam happens to hold as another Issa destroy it when it's tar. But that Issa wouldn't apply when it's tummy. Issa when it's tummy is the same Issa as Achila. The Issa is destroying it because it's tummy. Unlike Rashi, the Issa is destroying it in spite of the fact that it's tummy. That's one machlokes. There's another interesting inyan in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the malchus you get for eating Maaseh Sheni betuma is from the pasuk of Lebi'ayti Mene Betumi. Lebi'ayti Mene Betumi teaches you they get malchus for eating Maaseh Sheni betuma. He speaks about this in the Shroshim in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvah, Sherish Ches, where there he has a whole arichus that when the Torah says loy, he says it's not always a loy to say. Depends what it means. Loi could mean do not. He calls that azhara. Loi could mean do not. Then it's a loi to say. But loi could mean exclusion. An exclusion. He calls that a shlila. When it's an exclusion, it's not a command. It's not telling you do not. Then it's not a loi to say. He gives a lot of examples. Laiseitze could say sa'avodim. Not a lav. Do not let the amavriya go out the way avodim go out. It's an exclusion. She doesn't have the yitzia of avodim. She doesn't go out. B'shem v'ayin. Or the pasuk lo yumsuki lo chuvasa by shifchu charufa. Shifchu charufa doesn't get misa because lo chuvasa, she's still in heaven. It's not a loisa say. It's not telling you do not put her to death like it's a mitzvah. No, lo yumsu means she's excluded. She's excluded from misa. It's an exclusion. Gives a lot of examples. And he says there's one exception to this rule. When the exclusion is you should exclude it from yourself and make sure not to do it, then it is a loisa say. And the examples he gives is these psukim. They're all loisa says. Because even though it's an exclusion, it's not a command, it's not do not, the exclusion is excluded from yourself. Excluded and make sure you don't do it. Then it's a loisa say. That's Tate and Rambam. In fact, the Ramban, right there in Shairish Ches, it's a Mefurish Gemara not that way. The Gemara brings the pasuk Lebi'ayti Menu Betame, and the Gemara says, Heichon Muzer Alechilase, where's the loisa say? And the Gemara says, a Jerusha. It says, Lesucha lecha b'sherecha, and it says, b'sherecha techlenu atame v'atar yachtov. And you learn out that that b'sherecha that I said, atame v'atar yachtov, that was saying, l'gabe ma'isa, lo yisuchal, you're not allowed to have yene b'sherecha. But the Gemara says clearly, like Be'at Menim Tam is not a license say. The Ramban and Rambam argue L'maisa, on Le'chalti Ba'ini Mimeni, that the Rambam holds Le'chalti Ba'ini Mimeni is a license say, get Malchus, feeding Maisa Ba'ini, and Hudin Kachim. And the Ramban holds, you don't. The Ramban says, you don't. It's a Le'chalti Ba'ini Mimeni. It's like an Isser say. The Torah is telling an Isser, but there's never an Azar. There's no Lam. Upon him, the Rambam is very shrey. The Gemara is mafurish. The Be'at Menim Tam is not a license say. The Gemara says, Hecha Muzal Chilasay. So the Megillah says to Eifenart, proposes two terutzim. He doesn't like either of them. He writes at the end, he was maturich to miyashiv, he doesn't have a good yeshiv. But each teretz was adapted by some mefarshim, some achrenim. The first teretz is that it's a machlekes asugyas. Our sugya holds that lebiyatu menu betame is not a lav, you need another lav. But the sugyim sachim holds not the way. This already brings down the gemarim sachim that says, Abasa sheyiga b'chotami lo yeichel. Marley says you don't need the pasuk by Kachim telling you there's an issa of tumas atzmai. You can learn it from Meiser because Meiser says lebiayti mena betamei. Even aim azirim and adin, but it's a hekish. But Amar Pesachim lechayr is mafurish that the lamb for Meiser is lebiayti mena betamei. Taisus bleib shver. So Megillah says to suggest, and Ganis Tava the Aruch Lener, other Achreinim want to say this way, L'maisa, and the Rambam sort is a Mechoikis HaSugis. Our Sugya, and a similar Sugya in Makis, holds that Le'biyat Menei B'tamei is not a Azara, and therefore it needs a different Azara. Mashenga the Rambam held like the Pashas of the Sugya in Sochim, which says Le'biyat Menei B'tamei is a Azara. Now, the Megillah says to Hashver with this, even if it's a Mechoikis HaSugis, why should the Rambam pass him like the Sugya in Sochim? She's a little bit shleibim kaimut. Why aren't they passing like the sugi here in Yevamis and the sugi in Makis, which says it's not Azar? So I got a son, Derech Emunah, Reb Chaim Knievsky also likes his teretz, and he says that the Yishalmi says it also. It's a Yishalmi that says it mamish with a klarkite. It's a Yishalmi in Saita, Perikei Alocha Beis. The Yishalmi mamish discusses if Lebiyat Emeni B'tamei is alive or not. Yishalmi wants to say it's alive, and the Yishalmi says, no, it's not alive. And the Yishalmi says, no, since at the end of Sesek Chometz V'Secha, Sheretz V'Sunni, in them state it is alive. In other words, the Shami's bothered, it's just a story, it's just what he's talking, it's not alive. But since Sesek Chometz V'Secha, Sheretz V'Sunni, in them state alive. Yadua, the Gaon says in a few places, the Rambam is a lot of times night after the Shami, but when the Bavli, it's not so clear. You have one Gemara like this, one Gemara like that, and the Shami is clear. The Rambam can pass him like the Shami. That's the first Mahalach. Agav, Rashi Liam Sachim says that he learns it's not a steer in sugis. He learns that the Gemara says in Mais, it says, that's how you know there's an Issa Tumah. That's where the Makar that there is an Issa Tumah, but that's not the Lav. The Lav is like we explained somewhere else. But the Gemara wasn't trying to say the Lav. The Gemara was just trying to say where we know the Issa Tumah. Rashi L'Shitasa has to learn that way. Rashi learns the Issa L'Biyat Menei B'Tumah has nothing to do with the Issa of eating it when it's Tumah, like we explained. The Issa Le'biyat Menei B'Tamei is Issa destroying it, which applies even when it's Torah, Kol Shekein B'Torah, like Rashi says. According to Rashi, there's absolutely no way to learn Le'biyat Menei B'Tamei is alive on eating it B'Tumah. Le'biyat Menei B'Tamei is not talking about eating it. Le'biyat Menei B'Tamei is an Issa to destroy it, and B'Tamei means even when it's Tamei. So according to Rashi, there's no way to learn the Gemara B'Sachim the way. You can have to be Matchik in the Gemara B'Sachim that Le'biyat Menei B'Tamei is just the Raya that there is an Isser Achila B'Tumah, but the Gemara is not saying this Achila B'Tumah. It's only the Ram L'Shitasai that learns the Isser of destroying a B'Tumah is an extension of the Isser of eating a B'Tumah that he could possibly say that Le'biyat Menei B'Tumah is telling you the Lav against destroying it and who isn't eating it B'Tumah. There's one other Mahalach. Megillah Sester also says, and it's adapted also by the Kinesei from the Mefarshim in the Sefer Emitzus. Sidi Shuas Malka and the Rambam says it's Mahalach. Kamachreinim say this Mahalach. Really, it's Mahalach as a Makar in the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam in Makis. Because Neri says, this Gzeirish Shavah that we have, the Lav is Le'biyat Menei B'Tamei, but this Gzeirish Shavah that we have, L'Sucha Lechel B'Sherecha, and there it says B'Sherecha Teichelenu, teaches you an important Halacha. It teaches you that the din that you're not allowed to eat Maisa B'Tumah is Dafkin Yushalayim. Because the Pasuk L'Sucha Lecha B'Sherecha is going on Yushalayim. You bring the Maisa to Yushalayim because you can't eat it B'Sherecha. What's B'Sherecha? Parshib Shat means you can't eat it. B'sharecha means you're not allowed to go and eat it b'sharecha out of Yerushalayim. And the Gzeir Shavah tells you b'sharecha means k'moy b'sharecha hatame v'atara yachtav. That means b'tumah. Like b'sharecha techlenu hatame v'atara yachtav. Like yena b'sharecha. But if that's b'sharecha, and you're not allowed to eat it the way you eat it b'sharecha, so where are you eating it? In Yerushalayim. So this Gzeir Shavah tells you that the lav of tumah is daf in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, lesucha lecho, like b'sharecha, with a tamei v'atara yachtav, when you're in Yerushalayim. That's what it says in Pirush Mishnayos l'Rambam. And that's how the Rambam paskens here, Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, that if someone eats Ma'aser Sheni, t'mei, hu sheichleni b'Yerushalayim, kaidim sheyifta. She'ein eloik al achilasa b'tum, el b'makam achilasa. The love of eating a b'tum is dafka b'makam achilasa. So Tainit the Megillah says to, and the other achreinim, this is the pshat in the Gemara. And already we have a lav, is a lav, we have a hazara of eating it, bein betumas aguf, bein betumas atzma, lav to eat ma'aser sheni betumah. Then, v'heichon muzer al achilasai. You know what v'heicha means? V'heicha doesn't mean where in the Torah does it say hazara, we know the hazara. V'heicha means where, in which place, where on earth is there Azari Fatuma? In other words, is Azari Fatuma all over? Or is there a specific place? Where is a specific place with that place in Alanita Fatuma? Any idea? I don't know. But now we have Xer Shavah. It says, L'sucha lechem b'sharecha. And it says, b'sharecha teichelenu. And I feel the time of Tarechel m'shulchan echot. V'kam rechmanu hu d'am l'chasim b'sharecha teichelenu ha'achal lo'yseichel. In b'sharecha means eating a betuma. Ha'acha in Yerushalayim le'techel. Mamish like the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayis that we learn out from this Gzei Mishavah, this is dafka b'Yerushalayim. So heichel muzach lasa doesn't mean what's the makar to Azar. The makar to Azar is le'biyat imen betume. That's the makar. Heichel means in which location is this Azar in Egeya? Is this Azar echal? The Torah says we learn it from b'sharecha. It's chal in Yerushalayim. Now why did the Megillah says to like this pshat? Because he said, the Gemara Sakasha Tumas Atzma Tumas Aguf Behed Yiksev Tumas Aguf Behed Yiksev Nevashitiga by Vitaman Erev Leichem and Akatshim. Talking about just where is the location? So by Tumas Aguf also, it doesn't say where. It doesn't say it's Dafkin Yerushalayim. What do you mean Tumas Aguf Behed Yiksev? So Megillah says it doesn't like this chat. He says it doesn't stem. But the answer to Sakasha, three Achreinim were all Mechavin to one same Teretz. There are Shash in Makis. And there are Eliezer Moshe Horowitz in the back of Gemara here, and the Yeshua's Malka and the Rambam, they all say the same teretz. They all say that Tumas Aguf Behed Yiksev means in that pasuk that says, Nevesh Atiga by V'tomad Erev Le'achim and Akachim Im Rachatz B'sarib B'mayim, in that pasuk also is a clear dig that we're talking about Yerushalayim. Because it says, don't eat from the kachim, don't eat from the ma'aser sheni, ki im rachatz b'sarib mayim, unless you go to the mikvah. Vayis, we're talking about a case where if you go to the mikvah, if you rachatz b'sarib mayim, you could eat. That has to only be in Yerushalayim. The same diak, v'sucha lechol b'sharecha, that if we're talking about someone who can't eat a kibbisharecha, vayis, he's in Yerushalayim. So if we're talking to someone, tummy, and saying, don't eat it until you go to the mikvah, vayis, he's already in Yerushalayim. If he wasn't in Yerushalayim, going to mikvah is not enough. He has to also go to Yerushalayim. So that's the behed yiksivabay. The Isser is Dafkin Yerushalayim. This is the second pshat, and a lot of Achreinim go with this pshat, that according to the Rambam, the Gemara is not trying now to tell you where we know the Isser, where is the Azara, where the Azara is from the Yatim and the Batame. It's trying to tell you where is the Azara in the Gay, which place. And that the Gemara says, that Tumas Aguf Behed Yiksivibay, because it says, Ki Amachas Basar B'mayim Vaisis, afterwards Yikirid Vaisis B'Tumayim Yerushalayim. And Tumas Atzmai, since it says, Lesuch Alecha B'Sherecha, it says, now he's not B'Sherecha. This the Isser of Tumah is only Negei in Yerushalayim. That's how you learn Pshat in the Rambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.